Hello and welcome once again to 5 Minute Friday. Easy to implement business tips for busy people who want to learn more and do better in the shortest amount of time possible. I'm Ben Albert, the man behind the Real Business Connections Network. On 5 Minute Friday, I collaborate with extraordinary business people to provide actionable insights in 5 to 10 minutes or less. Hungry business people like yourself are busy, so let's get right into it. Today is a submission from Lindsay Hotmire. Lindsay Hotmire from her website, lindsayhotmire.com, and it is an article and audio that you're hearing today called Want to Tell Great Brand Stories? Start with the 0.1%. Without further ado, Lindsay, take it away.
You're listening to the Real Business Connections Network.
Real Business Connections Network.
Powered by Balbert Marketing, LLC. Subscribe now and check us out at realbusinessconnections.com. Enjoy the show.
I'm Lindsay Hotmire, founder and chief story maker at Storyhouse 15, a brand storytelling studio for smart brands with big hearts. The thoughts I'm going to share with you today come from an article that I wrote over at the Story Lab called Want to Tell Great Brand Stories? Start with the 0.1%. To play on the words of Karl Marx, deconstruction has become the opiate of the marketer. Or slightly more practical, we marketers have become drunk love with criticism. And as I dig into why that might be, I think it all circles back to Darwin. You see, we're all fighting to survive, believing that if we can just tear down the walls, break the wheels, step out of the box, and reinvent a new way of thinking in order to obliterate the old, then we'll crush our competition and come out on top. It's no wonder so many of us are disillusioned and burned out. The game of survival is always exhausting. It's also distracting us from what really matters. Just pick any marketer and tune into their message for 7 seconds. And in the time that it takes you to snap your fingers 4 times, you're going to be able to put that marketer into one of 2 broad brush buckets. Bucket number 1, I found the new formula for XYZ. Follow me, I'll teach it to you. Or bucket number 2. Hey there, I've lit a campfire. Come, sit with me. Let's make a plan for helping you become more you. If you've followed me for any length of time, then you know that if you forced me into a bucket, then it would be bucket number 2. I believe experience is the front runner of all stories worth telling, and that lofty ideas like identity, core values, and authenticity are all worth talking about and worth chasing. I also believe that most of us get stuck because we haven't quite figured out our worldviews. And I think that business and marketing, for all their worth and wonder, have grown stale as a result of identity-finding paralysis. We simply don't know who we are. We've also forgotten the disciplines of seeking and finding. Before you throw me head to toe in bucket number 2, you should also know this. Because I believe we are a nuanced creation who need equal respect for heart, mind, and soul in order to show up as fully human, I'd go into bucket number 2, kicking and screaming. I'd also make an impassioned argument for you to join me in another bucket, bucket number 3. I've learned that when you're a marketer advocating for this bucket number 3, it can be a hard platform to stand on because it isn't the sexy, practical bucket that everyone wants to dip their hand into. Choosing to live in the center of bucket number 3 prevents you from tearing down all the walls or poo-pooing someone for thinking too deeply about a hot topic item. It requires you to question your own thoughts and make bigger spaces for the thoughts of others. It pushes you to protect and elevate the brave minds who dare to question the status quo without burning down the whole house. And it urges you to expand conversation instead of constricting it, because you don't believe that humans have the capacity to ever arrive at knowing all there is about a single topic of interest. At the deepest of my deepest core, I'm an academic nerd who belongs more appropriately in a woods alongside Mary Oliver and Thoreau than she does in the loud and busy digital world. But I've landed here in this marketing megalopolis as an outlier who believes that it's time to go deeper. Not to deconstruct, not to tear down, not to reinvent, but to peel back our layers bit by bit so that we can understand more deeply and more clearly who we are and how we move through the world. It's undeniable that we all share different missions, different callings, different goals, different lived experiences, but all those differences show up thanks to just 0.1% of our human DNA. And it's this 0.1% that winds up turning us into the greatest, most inexplicable scientific experiment in the entire universe. The truth is that the DNA of our humanity is 99.9% the same. Let that sink in for just a moment. We are nearly a duplicate on duplicate on duplicate set of 8 billion identical twins walking around the globe. Yet even still, there's a sliver of something inside every single one of us that gives us an edge, makes us different, hands us a golden invitation to leave our indelible mark on the planet. This is why the greatest storytellers fascinate themselves with this 0.1%. They obsess over finding it. They lose themselves in chasing it. They work tirelessly to expose it. And they do it because they know that the secret that most marketers want to gloss over is this. If you want to be a storyteller who creates something worth reading, you have to become something else first. And that something else? That's a story finder. Story finding is the treasure hunt for the 0.1% of story that has covertly camouflaged itself among our humanity. And it's finding refuge in the hidden, unseen, and nearly imperceptible moments of our lives. Story finding is the bedrock of all dog-eared stories. It's the deep dive look at identity, at the hours of silence required in order to truly hear, at the sifting and sorting of belief and conviction, at the self-awareness that unravels self-perception, and at the meeting of the other in order to challenge the same. Story finding is Moses on top of the mountain, the Buddha under his tree, Jesus at Gethsemane, Muhammad in the cave, Frankel in the concentration camps, MLK in the jail cell, Rosa Parks on the bench, Mandela behind bars. Their lives, their experience, their heartbreaks, their victories, they were all the stories written long before their tellings came into existence. The 0.1% that no one else could know or understand or even live. And when their work of story finding was done, they set it free to converge with the science of storytelling, taking the shape and form of the 99.9% in order to change our world forever. It's proof, isn't it, that although we do need science and form and formula and structure, story cannot move and breathe with any sort of significance, any sort of meaning, any sort of compulsion, unless we first begin with the 0.1%. This is where tellers go to find stories worth sharing in the first place, because we cannot have a story worth telling unless we're willing to commit to the work of finding it. I've written about how to find that 0.1% a lot, and you can find these articles over at storyhouse15.com. But if you want the Cliff's Notes version, let me defer to the wisdom of a few storytelling greats. Isabel Allende says that if you want to find and tell great stories, you have to start by knowing your own story first. William Faulkner says that you have to remember why you're here. Toni Morrison says that you have to be willing to step into the opportunity and the risk. And specifically, she's talking about the risk of being with and becoming the other, the stranger, and that risk of self-examination. Ernest Hemingway says that you have to be willing to observe, to empathize, and to listen. He says when people talk, listen completely. Don't be thinking about what you're going to say. Just listen. And finally, Flannery O'Connor, she says, if you want to find and tell great stories, you can't get stuck on formula. She says that reduces stories, and good stories, they cannot be reduced. They can only be expanded. If you enjoyed this article and want to learn how to find and lead with your own 0.1%, be sure to visit me at storyhouse15.com or find me at LinkedIn.
Thank you once again for listening to 5-Minute Friday. Lindsay, thank you so much for an incredible contribution. Do you, the listener, want to become a professional contributor? If you have a voice that needs to be heard, email me. It's ben@balbertmarketing.com, or you can message me on LinkedIn to host the next 5-Minute Friday. If you enjoyed this episode, I encourage you to subscribe on your favorite platform if you haven't yet, and no requirement to leave a long, lengthy review. Just select whatever star rating that you believe we deserve. Lastly, I encourage you to tell a colleague or a friend. Till next time.